How we feel about them Texans, though?
We gonna let you talk your shit. Like, we gonna.
It ain't so funny when the rabbit got the gun.
I knew almost immediately. I said, yeah, TP finna be a problem. TP finna be a real problem.
You're gonna see me. You hear me? You're gonna see this face.
TP is gonna be a real problem. I knew it was coming. I'm okay with that. I am okay with that. Sometimes you gotta talk your shit. I know these little mock draft people. I need to holler at them. Cause if I see one more Spencer Rattler to the Raiders, he need a high chair to sit behind the line. Why are we talking about this? If y'all think I went on a tiny tat,
A high chair is wild.
oh my God. They say he's 6 foot. And I seen somewhere somebody posted, oh, he's 6 foot? For real? Are we sure? Oh man.
The greatest tweet of the week was, did Josh Allen play better with Stefon Diggs? Yes. Does he need him to be successful? No. And then Diggs like, you sure?
You sure?
You
Are you
sure?
sure about that? And wasn't it
Well,
the next day he was
it wasn't even 12 hours later.
next day? What we about to find out.
Right. Them Texans though. Sheesh.
You know what? I'm gonna try and call Marlo one more time.
And they got Joe Mixon. I forgot they got Joe Mixon until I saw somebody post it and I was like, dang, they did pick up Joe Mixon too. They got a squad.
I'm just glad they didn't get Derrick Henry.
Squad. We didn't want Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry's not gonna move the needle for the Ravens. They already ran the ball well. That wasn't their
That's
problem in the playoffs.
right.
You just added another piece to an already running engine that it didn't do
Right.
anything. Now, if they go out in this draft and get them a top tier wide receiver, then we talk
That'll
about
move the needle. That'll move the needle.
it. So let's go ahead and give Marlo a call. For everybody that's here early, we ain't started quite yet. We getting there. I apologize. Run a little bit behind. Ash had a soccer match. I went to go see Ash soccer match. Hey homie, I sent you the link to the show. So we already live. Okay. Marlo's gonna be on camera. Oh boy, this is gonna be an event. This is gonna be an event. I take my glasses off, y'all, when I don't really need to read words. But I try to keep my glasses on because I'm trying to teach my 8-year-old, because he needs his glasses all the time, that it's okay to wear glasses.
I'm trying to set an example. That's
Yeah.
good. That's a good
Yeah.
example to set.
Yeah. Well, get the show rolling. Ladies and gentlemen, no music this week. No music this week. Why? Because Troy got us a copyright strike last week. So no music this week. But I would like to welcome you to the show, Gathering Old Men Podcast. Three men here, one man on the way. TP, Sam, Marlo on the way, myself, here to bring you the good news, Gathering Old Men Podcast. I know what you want to start with, TP, but let's start a little light. Let's start a little light. Apparently, the other night, the Devils and the Rangers. I guess it was some smoke in the air.
Was last night.
On tip, soon as the puck dropped, they just got right to it.
Did you
And I
hear why they
respect
did
it.
that?
I don't know why. I didn't know why. I don't know the backstory.
I was reading that last time they played like a month ago, or it might have been some weeks ago, but like it was a little bit ago they played, and there was like a real dirty hit on, I don't know which, somebody had a dirty hit on one of the players, so that was the retaliation. They were just, it's on site, and that's what happened.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
I
Like, this is
was talking to my friends about this. I think it's crazy. Like, I love it. But I'm like surprised that they still allow them to fight in 2024 with all these safety things happening and all these sports and, you know, people being, you know, sensitive about a lot of things. I think it's crazy that they allow them to still fight in 2024.
I think it's beautiful.
I think it's beautiful. 100%.
It is. It you know how many more people tune in to hockey because of that fight now?
Oh yeah.
I'm watching it now. I'm watching it right now. It's the reason that's never gonna go away, because like every sport there are purists.
Yeah.
And the purists of the sport say, hey, that's a cross check. Forget the refs. You go handle that. You got people on the payroll that go handle that. That's their job.
Yeah.
Not as many as in the past, but it's people that go handle that. And that's cool because, you know, that makes it a beautiful game. Lightning, I like brought this up a few times. We can't be losing brawls to New York when the stadium is literally around the corner from the hood. Like, just pick up the phone, call Gino, Pookie, and Ray Ray. They got you. They're going to give you some fisticuffs. Y'all going to be in there. You ain't got to worry about losing. No more fights. It's going to be on. Especially the way y'all playing right now. What?
What you mean the way we playing? Tampa is balling.
We just lost the other night, dog. We barely we can't keep losing.
We are good, sir.
We good if we play Florida in the first round. If we play them Panthers, we good. We're going to go ahead and sweep them on and then go to some real work. Florida Panthers is light work. I said it. I don't care if you don't like it. You seen what happened the last time. Two tears in a bucket. Fuck it. Let's take it to the stage.
Wow.
Is that how you feel, though?
That's how I feel.
That is amazing.
But anyway. All right, TP. So, somehow. Let's get to the whole series of events.
Okay.
There has been this narrative about Josh Allen and his ability as a top-tier quarterback. I don't even think he's top five in the AFC, my personal opinion, but whatever. So, there was I forget who posted it, but there was a tweet about Josh Allen's ability and how well he'll do with or without Stephon Diggs. And as Sam alluded to while we was off air, Stephon, who usually doesn't respond, his brother responds. Usually doesn't respond. He said, you sure?
Stephon has been known to put a lot of subtweets out there during the offseason, though.
But he just, it usually is just, you know, to mess with us.
Yeah.
And watch people run around and try and gather. You know, we know he ain't been happy. Yeah. We didn't think it was going to be less than 12 hours and he was going to be crowning TP Squad the AFC South champion. We didn't know that was going to happen.
Well, go back and look at the tape. Go back and look at the tape. Josh Allen, when not throwing to Stephon Diggs, looked terrible. He's indecisive. And when he doesn't have anything open, he takes off.
I heard somebody talk. Work.
Huh?
No, you go ahead. Continue.
When there's no one open, he's going to take off. He's an improviser. You know, he's a big guy. He got some speed. You know, I don't like the fake slide that he scored a touchdown on. That pisses me off as a defender because it's like, I'm going to get penalized for knocking your head off. You should get penalized for faking like you're going to go down to influence the flow of the defense. Because we all know if we're pursuing and we're coming full speed and he starts his slide, now I got about a half second that I have to make a decision to slow down so I don't cost my team another 15 yards.
My decision would have already been made. Sorry, guys. That one's on me.
But when it's playoff time and you've already got penalized for it, the coach on the sideline then yelled in your ear, don't hit the sliding quarterback. You hear it over and over. So, you know, things like that influence the game, I can't get down with it. But Josh Allen has been consistently bad in the playoffs, consistently bad. And this wasn't anything different this year. Y'all was supposed to have home field advantage outside of when, you know, outside of if the Ravens lose. They would have had home field.
And they did.
And they lost at home again.
Somebody was saying that Stephon Diggs had like eight targets in that last game on three catches for 21 yards. So, I mean, you talking about, I mean, and Josh Allen, I think he's played decently well. 2021 when they dueled out with Chiefs, some could say he lost that game only because he didn't get to touch the ball. So I don't know if I would say, I mean, you can probably point to, I mean, you can look at some of Stephon Diggs' stats late in that season last year, and he was not really performing up to where he should have been, if we want to be honest about it. Let me pull up the stats. Let me pull up the stats right now.
Yeah, we love stats. We love stats. Wait a minute. Didn't Josh Allen go to Wyoming?
Yeah, he did.
Yes.
So let's talk about Stephon Diggs. Say last. Let's just look at like his last 10. I don't even know how many games. I don't even know what weeks this is, but 27 yards, 74 yards. The last time he went over 100 yards receiving was against the Giants in early October. He went for 10 for 100 on the dot. After that, he didn't go over 90 for the rest of the season. But it's supposed to be Josh Allen's fault, huh?
Yeah. He can't throw it and catch it.
Some of these games, he's getting 10-plus targets.
So are you saying that he's not getting separation?
I mean, the numbers don't lie. The ball is coming his way, and he's not coming down with the reception. That might be because he's getting clamped. That might be because he's dropping it. Let's not forget, in that Kansas City game, he had a big, big, big drop on a post route. Big-time drop.
How many drops did he have for the season?
I don't know. I don't know if they put drops on here.
They don't put for some reason, they don't get
I'm
that.
On ESPN. Yeah, I'm on ESPN. I don't think they put the drops on here.
It's some,
you got to believe there's a lot of drops in there.
Or it could be bad throws.
Could be a little bit of both. I disagree with Troy. I don't think Josh Allen is not top five in the AFC. I think he's for sure top five in the AFC.
Have you ever? Did you play offense or defense, Sam?
Offense.
I played offense.
Have you ever had a quarterback who throws the ball in a way that is hard to catch?
Yes.
That's Josh Allen.
I love all my quarterbacks though. So
thank you.
I know you love all your quarterbacks, but you can tell some people actually throw more catchable passes. That post route, 65 yards down the field to Stephon Diggs was coming at 175 miles an hour.
Oh man, I'm not a receiver that's going to blame the quarterback.
As he's running, you got to understand, the quarterback is going to throw it the way that he's always thrown it. That was not an easy catch. If you look at it, he lost sight of the ball and tried to catch it over the wrong shoulder. That is not an easy catch. I wouldn't even consider that a drop.
Hey, coaches have always said if it hits your hands, you got to catch it. And he's a pro.
I don't even think it hit his hands. I think he missed it completely.
No, he's getting paid a lot of money.
Barely.
He is getting paid a lot of money to say that, oh, it was because the ball was thrown a certain way. I'm sorry. I'm not hearing that. He's getting paid. I don't know how much he was getting paid last year, but he was one of the top paid receivers in the league. I don't care what the ball looks like. If it hits you in the hands, you got to catch it. It's in the playoffs. Like, you don't get those opportunities back. So I'm not really hearing the excuses. I don't care how Josh Allen put it out there. It was in your vicinity to catch it. You got to come down with it. Because that's how I operated. I would never blame the quarterback for all you threw it too hard.
I think the catch chance wasn't as high as we would think it would be because of the position of the ball, the defender on his back, 60 some yards down the field. It was a bomb.
Oh yeah.
He had been running for a while.
Yeah.
And we would love for our receivers to make those catches. You would absolutely love for him to make that catch, but he ain't God. He's going to not, catch everything thrown his way.
You know what I'm sensing, TP? You know what I'm sensing?
What's
I'm sensing you being apologetic for Stephon because he's on the Texans now.
I said the same thing after the game. No, go back to the game. I said the same. I literally said the same thing.
Okay.
So I defended him after that playoff loss, and I will continue to defend him because I know how great of a player he is. Over the past 5 years, there hasn't been. You can't name me three receivers that run better routes than Stephon Diggs. You can't name me three.
I might argue with that one. Are you talking about collectively over the past 5 years?
Collectively over the past 5 years, you can't give me three receivers that have run better routes than Stephon Diggs. He is open more times than not.
I don't know.
And I'm saying all receivers in the league. Over the last 5 years, can you give me three that run better routes than Stephon Diggs?
I can give you two. I'd have to think for another one, but I'm sure I can find another third. But I give you Devontae and Justin Jefferson. I'm taking JJ and Devontae over Stephon route running 100%.
I don't like Tay. Still don't. He gets what? No separation.
Wait. What?
Got on Tay-Tay? Devontae Adams don't be having separation like that.
He don't get separation.
See, I got one person saying he does get separation. I'm seeing the Raiders fan saying he don't need to get separation. Which one is it?
Listen.
Because he's a great receiver. Devontae open. He's a great
he's
receiver. No,
always
he don't
open.
Be open.
He's no, he don't always be open. Open.
He don't be open.
Damn,
but he catch the ball.
Crazy.
He don't be open, but he knows how to – he has – probably the best body position. Him and Mike Evans are in a league of their own when it comes to body position and getting in a particular spot to catch the ball.
So we just started fighting.
But as far as route running, no, there hasn't been anybody better than Diggs.
What?
We could throw Justin Jefferson in there, right? We can add Garrett Wilson to the conversation. You know? Receivers like Devontae Smith, I would put in that category.
That are up and coming.
But over the last 5 years, it's been Diggs in that top three.
I'm taking Devontae over Diggs. I ain't going to lie to you.
He's too slow for me. I'm taking Diggs. I wouldn't take Diggs over Jefferson. If I had a choice between Justin Jefferson and Diggs, you can give me Jefferson.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, Garrett Wilson and Devontae Smith are younger, so I would take that.
Let me look up the top receivers.
You know what? I would take any wide receiver that's the primary wide receiver for the LA Rams.
Keenan Allen runs better routes than Stephon Diggs. Amari Cooper runs better routes than Stephon Diggs.
Don't give me Cooper.
So Coop runs better routes. Let's qualify this. He run better routes from week one to week six. After week six, he go missing.
He was missing until they played the Texans, and somehow we decided to not cover the man.
Troy's a disgruntled Raiders fan.
No,
who used to have Amari.
But look, Cooper did that, right? And then what he do in the playoff game? 3 catches, 40 yards.
Yeah.
For the round two. We was like, okay, Browns, y'all got us in the regular season. We ain't had Stroud. We ain't had Stingley on Cooper. We was letting him rotate. See, you gotta understand, when you play a man coverage team, they don't always move their corners to follow your receivers. So then the team scheme to get their receivers the matchups that are more favorable. But when you have a team that said, okay, you already beat us that way, our adjustment is Stingley is going to stay on Cooper. Cooper had 3 catches.
We talking football. Y'all just going.
Brandon Ayuk might be up there with Stephon Diggs too. Brandon Ayuk was running some nice routes this year, but it was getting open. That's why he's about to get paid.
Yeah, he was getting open with a noodle-arm quarterback.
Man.
But when I say it, I'm the bad guy. When I say it, I'm the bad guy.
Brock Birdie's never got knocked out before the NFC Championship game. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, he ain't won a Super Bowl either, so.
I mean, there's a lot of people who never won a Super Bowl because of Tom Brady. Like Troy's Raiders.
I guess they just wasn't him, because in this same era of Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger got a ring, Eli got a ring, Aaron Rodgers got a ring.
Well, Pat first Mahomes off, you gonna got put rings. Respect on GOAT Eli name. Call him what he is.
You know
is.
What I'm saying?
GOAT Eli.
Look, my feeling is, if you're that guy, you're that guy. I don't care who supposedly ran your era. All these other guys still managed to get rings. Peyton got some rings.
Barely.
You know, this is all in the Tom Brady era.
100%.
But if you win half of the Super Bowls you ever played in, or no, you win 70%.
All your Super Bowls. If you show up, you're supposed to win. What is we doing?
I would take getting to the Super Bowl 11 times over 4.
You're arguing for Tom Brady in this instance?
Yes.
With two different teams.
With two different teams.
And won a Super Bowl with both.
You That's played 22 years in the NFL and you went to the Super Bowl half of your career? You can't tell me there is resume. There ain't a better resume than that. And then you won 70% of those? Come on. But you're going to still give me Joe Montana.
Fans, I promise you, because TP going to keep sneak this until we have it. We're going to have two GOAT debates, full-blown episodes, to get it out of our system. Because TP keeps sliding it in there, and he's still mad about the miracle catch. He's still mad about that.
So you think Joe Montana is better than Tom Brady?
I'm sorry. I was taught 100% is better than 70% all day. There is an A, Mandacoon Lottie, and there is Thank You Lottie.
Aaron Rodgers got to the Super Bowl, what, one time? No, he went two. He won in two.
He lost to the Steelers, right?
He lost to the Steelers. How many times did Peyton Manning go to the Super Bowl?
I think only twice, too.
Twice. He won both.
Yeah, he won both. No, he went three times.
So is Tom Brady better than him? No. Brad Johnson went to the Super Bowl one time. You can't tell me they went more than that.
100%.
He's 100%. So he's better than Tom Brady?
Hold on, wait.
My win percentage is 100 in the Super Bowl.
Let me finish. Let me get
Come on, man. What are we talking about?
What has Brad Johnson done more?
No. We're talking about Super Bowl wins. No, talk about what he's done. Because Tom Brady has done every passing record in the NFL.
What are we talking about? Brad Johnson got the Bucs their first Super Bowl. What are we talking about?
No. Doug Williams got the Bucs their first Super Bowl.
What about
he played for the Bucs.
What about that AFC Championship L with the Chiefs, Joe Montana?
Joe Montana.
You can't talk losses.
He's great. But he is not better than Tom Brady.
Everybody keep doing that Kansas City thing. Y'all think Kansas City is this Kansas City? No. Think of Kansas City as the New York Jets.
They had your boy.
They had nothing until Marcus Allen got there. I think Damon Cherry was one of the wide receivers.
But you're not making a great point.
They beat John Elway on Monday Night Football.
But you're not making a good point. Because Tom Brady took a team that didn't even go to the playoffs the year before to the Super Bowl and won it.
If I'm not mistaken, for three years, because Marty Schottenheimer went to San Diego. He went to San Diego. I'm talking about the team that he inherited.
Tom Brady inherited a team that didn't even make the playoffs.
Tom Brady inherited and won a Super Bowl.
Hold on, we're not doing that. Tom Brady inherited a team that had two wide receivers that had 1,000 yards receiving. That the previous year they scored 30 touchdowns in the air.
You know why they both had a thousand yards? Because they were always losing. They were throwing the ball 40 times a game.
Hey, context clues.
Marlo, am I lying? Am I lying, Marlo?
And I was at the game.
Season tickets. You was there, front row. Am I lying? They were losing, so they were throwing the ball. The run game wasn't working.
Hold on, Wallow. Could you have put in that same position, in that same offense, what's your boy that was at Minnesota that had the knee issues?
Kirk? Older than
Kirk? No. Before Kirk.
Who was before Kirk?
He was a free agent at the same time. You wanted him as your quarterback. He was the same free agent at the same time.
Is he still in the league?
No, he retired. God, I can't think of his name. But Marlon wanted him as a quarterback before Tom Brady became available.
Oh, he was in...
He went to Carolina before Tom Brady signed.
I wanted Bridgewater.
Teddy Bridgewater would have took that team to the Super Bowl.
No.
It was stacked.
No.
Who was the quarterback? Why didn't Jameis take him to the Super Bowl?
Left tackle, and they didn't have a tight end.
Why didn't Jameis take him?
Marlo, tell the truth. Why Jameis ain't taking him to the Super Bowl?
I'm taking Jameis over Bridgewater.
What are we talking about?
So are we being fair? The Bucs didn't have no left tackle, and Marlo know that. That was the first thing that winning out and got is a tackle.
But he sucked. He got two penalties every game.
Who was the left tackle when they won the Super Bowl?
Fucking, God, we shipped his ass off.
Because y'all had the rookie Wirfs on the right side, right?
Well, right. Nah, he's left now.
Yeah, he had left tackle now. Now I got to look it up. But anyway, Donovan Smith.
The squad was not so destitute.
Donovan Smith.
Tom Brady. The only thing
Donovan Smith. Look how many penalties he had for the damn season.
Donovan Smith was the most antsy tackle I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my God. And we won the Super Bowl with him as the left tackle.
But what was the dude before him? How bad was that dude?
Terrible. Donovan Smith got paid. That's why he had one of the biggest left tackle contracts out there. He was there for a minute. He was there when Jameis was there.
Jameis got sacked, 30 something times that season?
Jameis held the ball for 9 seconds, thought he was going to be okay.
Keep making excuses. All right, man, I'm not going to do this. We will have this, I promise the fans, we will have a GOAT debate. We're going to have two GOAT debates. Jordan and LeBron one we'll have once we get into the playoffs. The NFL one we'll have as soon as we get to preseason. We'll make those will be our preeminent podcast to get it out of the system. Because TP, he going to sneak this until he get it. Every time he keep Jack, and I fall for the trap every time. But anyway, getting back to your Texas, TP. How does it feel to have the best team in Texas?
You know, we kind of felt this way last year. You know what I'm saying? So we're just kind of composing ourselves and getting ready for what's really important. You know, whether we consider ourselves better than the Cowboys or not is irrelevant. We have to get to the Super Bowl. The road to the Super Bowl is going to go through Houston. We will have a home game in the playoffs.
Flip it.
We could possibly get the number one seed. We have everything we need to be successful. And I'm counting the draft picks that we got coming up and the cap space because we haven't filled every position. We still have holes on the D line. We have to be able to stop the run. We lost Blake Cashman, so we got to fill holes in our linebacking core. Steven Nelson. Ain't it. We need another safety back deep. The holes that we have draft picks to fill them. And if that still don't work, we still have cap space to sign veteran players to come in and help us out. The offense, skill position, lockdown. We don't need nothing else. Skill positions are good. O-line, for the most part, is good. We still got Laremy Tunsil, Juice Scruggs coming back. We have forgot the guy that we had at right at Titus Howard at right tackle. Maybe get some more depth on the O-line, because a lot of issues that we had last year was when we had injuries, we didn't have people that could step in and perform. So if we address the issues on the O-line, get a good run stopper, maybe another linebacker or two, so help that secondary out a little bit more. We have a top three team in the AFC right there. Bottom line, we have arguably the best young quarterback. And I say best young quarterback because Pat Mahomes has already, you know, shown us his pedigree. He's done everything you need to be considered the best quarterback in the NFL. So I can't take that away from him until we beat him. But we do have the top three quarterback in the league with all the help around him. So, and we have a great head coach. Love D'Amico. Bobby Slowick calling plays on the offensive side. I'm glad he didn't leave. I just feel like we have we have the best team that we've ever assembled.
What if CJ has a sophomore slump?
The way he prepares for games, I don't see that happening. There's never been a more prepared rookie than him. And a lot of times rookies come in basing their success off of their pure athletic ability. Mm-hmm. And then once teams get a hold of what you like to do, then you cook. But he's different. You know what I mean? He's preparing cerebral. Monday through Friday. So then Sunday come, it's game time. That's what makes him different.
So, couple things. Y'all offensive coordinator, when he was going to interviews, apparently he was asking for more than what owners was willing to give him. He not wrong. I need 5 years. D'Amico said, I need 5 years. Your offensive coordinator obviously is going to say, I need 5 years, because he sees how you can build a program.
Right. And this, but D'Amico did it in year one.
Yeah. So this is just the beginning. I don't think they thought it would happen this fast. Mm-hmm. Now that it has happened this fast, they pushed all in, you know, what Dallas said they was doing. Because, I'm sorry, your quarterback is $51 million against your cap. And you ain't do nothing to relieve that cap space, relieve that cap pressure. You ain't signed no free agents.
How they going to do that? How they going to relieve that cap? It would take for Dak to restructure his deal for them to be able to not have that cap hit. Why would he do that?
And this is the best part. Dak will leave out of the building scot-free, free and clear.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why Dak would restructure when he bought tooth and nail to get the deal.
That don't make sense.
Yeah, I wouldn't restructure either. But I'm just saying they haven't. And we're putting it all on the Cowboys. Maybe the Cowboys approached him about a restructure, and Dak was like, no, I ain't doing it. We don't know. What we do know is, without that restructure, the Dallas Cowboys might not make the playoffs.
Mind you, CeeDee and Micah have not been paid yet.
Which, where I'm from.
And didn't they lose Tyron Smith too?
Yeah, Tyron gone. He a Jet.
The Jets said, we don't want our season to be over 90 seconds into the season next year. So let's go get us a tackle.
What? Hold on. Can we tell the truth? The overrated genius was holding on to the ball too long, and that's why he got hit. Can we please stop the narrative of the offensive line as the reason their season ended in 30 seconds? Can we just tell the truth, please? We all saw it.
It was one of the plays. The left tackle was slow out of his block. Barely got a hand on the guy, and Aaron Rodgers was hit.
Because he was holding on to the ball. Like, the man was open. The slant was there. Throw the slant.
Now we mad at quarterbacks for not getting the ball out in 1.4 seconds.
We got other people hollering about quarterbacks holding on to the ball too long, so I guess we fair and balanced on here.
No, because Jameis did. First,
oh, boy.
some of them, bitch. How you throw interceptions starting the game off? And you got time. It's like, there's my huckleberry. And you throw it right to the goddamn defender for a pick six.
30.
For the life of me. James. You know, when I knew Jameis was gone, after his last game at Ray J, his jersey was 70% off. Mm. And I bought one. I got it. I'll show you.
Hey, Zach, we see you. Appreciate you for coming to the podcast, man. Appreciate you coming from the podcast. Look, I'm sorry, y'all.
I ain't playing. I bought one.
When the last time you wore it?
It's been a long time. I would never wear it to a game.
Jameis Winston.
Hold on. I want everybody to be clear. Jameis is Jimbo boy. Don't be throwing Jameis in my face. You're gonna get your feelings hurt.
Jameis Winston is the most unserious player to ever step on the football field.
Did y'all see this fool workout when everybody was showing workouts of them? They showed this fool with rubber bands doing agility drills with rubber bands, and he wasn't even moving. Like, how you gonna do an agility drill and don't move?
Okay. We're gonna need to move on. We alive, Marlo. I'm sorry, I triggered Marlo. That's on me. I didn't have to do that. My bad. No, I know.
Do you know how much I ain't never cussed at a football game as much as I did during that season? I ain't never cussed. Like, I say choice words, but when from the first quarter to the last quarter, I done called this young man every single thing that I could. I made up stuff to call this man. That not only was I doing it, but everybody in my section of season ticket holders. So do you know the pay? You know how much money we pay for season tickets to watch an individual literally throw unharassed interceptions for pick sixes? Like, if you throw an interception, make them go out of bounds, or don't throw it in the middle of the field with nobody around them.
You're good now. Got it out your system. This is a safe space.
Now, y'all don't want me to really get it out of my system because I thought he was a fucking idiot when he was in Tallahassee jumping on tables up there talking about some fucker in the pussy.
You can't say that.
That's what he did.
Okay.
In the student union.
Oh, God.
On your campus, sir.
And then suited up like he was going to play.
Yeah.
I know.
This was a big ESPN story. Like, this shit was huge. Yeah. Okay.
So, moving along. Interesting FCS story came out today. So, for some reason, the NEC decided that they were going to add a team. And that's fine. They got Duquesne, and Florida State like to play Duquesne for some strange reason. So, that's fine. They added, I want to say Mercyhurst. Am I saying that right? Mercyhurst to their team. They were 2-9 last season.
What conference added them?
The Northeastern Conference, the NEC.
And who played in that conference?
Duquesne. Yeah.
Let me look it up. It's a lot of unknown teams. Let me see. Okay. Like, not unknown. I don't want to like crap on them, but Maine, Albany. No, not even Albany. This is basketball. Hold up. Let me look at football. Okay, you got Duquesne, St. Francis, Robert Morris, Bryant, Central Connecticut State University, Farley Dickinson, Long Island. You got Long Island University, Merrimack, Sacred Heart, and Wagner. So just a bunch of smaller schools, a bunch of smaller schools.
So basically, it's the Sacred Heart Conference.
Yeah.
The only school that I really, the only two schools was Sacred Heart and Wagner, because they actually sent me a letter when I was about to graduate high school. That's the only reason why I remember who it was.
I want to thank you, sir, for not going to those schools, because you really, you changed my life.
Do you think that was even a possibility? I had scholarship offers from Florida State. Why would I go to? Really, bro?
I'm just, you know, I'm trying to get a fan.
Most of these schools are in the Northeast. Makes sense. It's the Northeast Conference. But yeah, a lot of these schools are in Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, like Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts. Yeah.
That never would have been on my radar anyway.
I was never coming up.
They went too far up above the cold line.
Yeah, y'all Florida boys.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even understand how you did it. Like,
they said, we got a full ride scholarship for you. I looked around and didn't see no other offers, and I was like, I'll be there.
Yeah. I would have been like, well, what if it's a partial? I'll go. I'm not going up there for it. Like, it would. Nah. Mm-mm. Nope.
We go, but here's the thing, and I'm seeing a trend. I'm seeing conferences getting bigger and bigger because I'm just gonna go ahead and beat the dead horse. There is about to be a feeding frenzy for content. The NEC is getting bigger. The SWAT media rights this year.
They got 12 in the SWAC, right?
Yeah, there's 12 in the SWAC. They're ending their media rights deal. The MEAC keep flirting around adding 2 and 3 schools.
But the MEAC just lost somebody, didn't they? Somebody just went to the CAA. North Carolina A&T went to the
North Carolina A&T went to the CAA. So they're flirting around with Morehouse and other schools.
Somebody else, two schools was leaving the MEAC or left the MEAC.
Well, Hampton left the MEAC too.
Where'd they go? They went to the CAA too?
Yeah.
Dang. CAA got 16 teams right now.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And that's football. Yeah. Don't they got more in basketball? Because their TV rights deal, their football TV rights deal sucks, but their basketball deal is incredible. Absolutely incredible. So there is going to be a feeding frenzy of content for content. Because remember, the Pac-12 is gone. Networks are going to have to fill that with something. And we already know Fox got the Big Ten locked up. The SEC is locked up with ESPN. The ACC, well, we'll get to that in a minute. The Big 12, like, it's content that is out there that somebody is going to want and going to pay for. So that's what we're going to see more of this, by the way. And I think I'm about 5 years away from seeing my dream of an HBCU super conference. It's coming. I promise you it's coming. But also today,
it's gonna be that, but it'll be probably the SWAT.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It'll morph into something talent heavy, especially when it comes to football. It's going to morph into something different because the transfer portal is making everybody competitive.
Super League is coming.
Yeah. So
Super League is on the way.
It's coming.
You guys see that? Did you guys see about that?
Oh yeah. That's
and all the. All the higher-ups in that, I was reading the article about The Athletic. You guys should go read it. It was a really good article. They're trying to say, like, it's not about money, but, like, come on now.
It is.
All about money.
I think it is for, like, they, on one end of the spectrum, they are thinking about the longevity of college football. Like, if it's going to be transfer portal NIL, that's probably where it's going to have to go. But the fact that the people are talking about, like, oh, it's not money motivated. We're thinking about the future of college football. Like, come on. Like, y'all are all going to get a big bread from this if it goes through.
Yeah.
NIL and transfer portal scared people because it was no longer business as usual. Remember,
it scares the NCAA the most.
Yeah.
That's who it scares.
But they couldn't run from it anymore.
Yeah. But I'm saying, with you had schools threatening to pull away from the NCAA. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all aren't going to govern us. Because why
are we paying y'all? They've done a terrible job.
Yeah. Why are we paying y'all? So now you get the NIL deal that the likeness goes through, and now you're getting, it's a lot of other undertones, undercurrents that's going on, and the NCAA is trying to hold on with everything they got because everybody in that building's getting paid a whole lot of money for doing a whole lot of nothing.
Nothing.
They are doing a whole lot of
nothing. You see Clemson and Florida State? They ain't playing with the ACC.
Oh. Yeah. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. The Big Ten made me want to leave the one I'm with and start a new relationship.
Wow.
Because.
No Diddy.
No Diddy.
Because it's. For those who don't know, North Carolina judge at Florida State cannot dismiss the lawsuit that it will go forward in North Carolina. In Florida, you have if you are suing a state institution, Florida has a thing where they don't give up sovereignty. So you have to sue them in courts in Florida. Apparently, North Carolina judge did not follow that train of thought. So he was like, hey, case go forward. I'm cool either way, because if the case goes forward, there is something called discovery. And the thing nobody wants to talk about is how your conference commissioner's son got paid conference money because he was about to get fired until the ACC started doing business with Raycom. So when that discovery come out, it's going to get ugly. But again, I believe we are going to go ahead and settle before then. If we don't settle by December, there will be no ACC left.
Well, they said that for Florida State to buy out of the ACC, it's something like $500
million. $550 million.
That's the dumbest. Like, who would even agree to be in a conference where your buyout's half a billion?
So here is the deal.
When you don't have a choice, when your options are limited,
where else were they going to go?
Well, it wasn't even that. So the ACC network was supposed to go live. And ESPN said, hey, in order to go live, you have to agree to an automatic extension, which is where we get to 30-36, by the way. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, not only will we not negotiate with you after this point, but the ACC network isn't going to go live. So they basically had a gun to their head and they agreed to it.
Basically.
So, but again, I posted it the minute I saw the article. Hey, where are all these legal scholars, the think pieces? Where are all those things at? Because, you know, up until today, oh, it was a million of them. They had everything to say. Nobody don't want to talk. And I don't.
So here's my question, and I asked this on my channel as well. Where do Clemson and Florida State go if it's not the ACC?
Florida State goes to the Big Ten because Big Ten has been salivating over Florida State. And I can go ahead and say it. They've been flying in and out of Tallahassee for the last 8 months. Mm-hmm. So the Big Ten want Florida State. What about the SEC is the likely landing spot for Clemson because they have a natural rival with South Carolina. Yeah. So that's a natural.
Would be more in tune for the SEC than Clemson because they're in the area.
Yeah,
like, and they have a rival too. They got a couple. No, Miami's in the ACC, but they got Florida. No,
Florida.
Yeah.
Here's why I don't want to be in the SEC.
And now LSU.
Here's why I don't want to be in the SEC, and I'll just be completely honest with you. The SEC has two schools, Texas and Texas A&M, who cheat. And we can't keep up with their cheating-ass money.
How do they cheat? They just got a lot of money in Texas.
You mad because we got oil money.
Come on now.
I said what I said. I don't like them people.
Wait a minute.
$1 billion, they come up with 10. We can't compete with that.
You can give the A&M Aggies a $1 billion budget and they still be trash, so I don't care.
You know what? They hired
Jimbo. I said what I said. They could afford to pay off a coach $50 million.
No. $70 million.
They can afford to pay off $70 million for the coach, but couldn't finish above 500. Stop it. Last in the division.
Told y'all.
That's where their government contracted money and oil money went in the trash.
I told y'all way back when. Y'all heard it here first. I want all the bad things in life to happen to Jimbo Fisher and nobody else but Jimbo Fisher.
Hey, but man, he brought you a championship.
You know what? Damn him. I'm not finna. Y'all see. Go look at the clip. Go look at the clip. College football, love and hate. Look at the clip. Malone, I want to hear your mouth.
I mean,
how bad them squads was before he left. You know how bad. How you go 5 years and don't recruit no offensive line?
That's one thing I don't even think Florida produces a lot of is like, y'all got all the skill positions, but the state of Florida, for some reason, cannot produce trenches.
Samuel, yes, we do. They're all in the panhandle. Where? Right around the corner from Florida State. All he had to do was get in his car, drive for 15 minutes. He going to run into a 6'6", 310-pound tackle. He just wouldn't recruit him. Oh, I hope he get hit by a Nerf bus every day. I can't stand that man.
That's a lot of hate right there.
Do you know what it's like for fans to have an offensive line than Florida State? Do you know how the level of disrespect that is? You supposed to be the superior team in that? Well, you was never really the superior team because FAMU had always had more national championships. But that's beside the point. That's another story for another day. But you supposed to be all that. You got all these resources. Why is my tackle 285 pounds? If you don't
get speed, it was his speed.
If he don't get his goofy ass up out of I was glad when he was lying on the radio talking about he wanted to go to Texas A&M. I was so happy. Get on that plane and get.
Yeah. And then, wow.
Texas A&M got everything they want and everything they deserve. And I ain't even a Texas fan. But they got it. They was big mad when y'all came into the SEC. Big mad. I'm sorry, y'all. I got triggered. My bad. I'm acting like Marlon TP now. I'm sorry.
What?
I gotta be better.
I'm appalled.
You name Paul. That's what you is.
I would be remiss.
Oh, shit.
But.
Yeah, like this the first time he said that.
The first.
Oh, so Marlo, you would enjoy this. So apparently, I've said since the SWAT championship that Prairie View A&M got some very nice people. They're very nice people. they was polite to Ash during the SWAT championship. I didn't have nothing bad to say about them people until today. And apparently, we did not know that there was a podcast called Prairie View A&M versus Everybody. And he shot his little tweet out there and let it be known that, you know, it's versus everybody.
I was like, like who and what?
It's Smoke. I didn't realize Mo. I didn't know we had Smoke. I thought it was all good.
It would have to be something there for it to be Smoke. We beat their ass in the regular season. We mollywopped their ass in the regular season. And the game wasn't even close when we beat them for the championship. So I don't even know. Prairie View, you're right. It's against everybody. But we put paws and feet on y'all ass. So it is impossible for you to include Florida Agriculture Mechanical University in that synopsis.
Oh, welcome to the chat, me at Mike. Welcome, Mike. Welcome. Mike is under the impression Florida State ain't going nowhere. If you believe that, oh my God.
Why would they be suing the ACC if they weren't going anywhere?
I don't, you know what? See, me at, listen, for those fans who don't know, me at Mike is a bastion of Twitter controversy when it comes to sports, media, all things HBCU. So he is a irritant savant, if you will.
Wow. He's like you.
I don't, hold on, wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. See, hold on. You're not finna do that. You're not, I am friendly to a lot of people. It's a Bootskin, Ibis people, that school in Daytona. Like everybody else, I'm cool with.
And Jimbo Fisher.
Jimbo Fisher. And your current head coach, who you say you gonna march the 100 down his street so I'm getting a rest.
He won 12 games last season. He got a pass.
He won 13.
13 games last season. He got a pass.
Wow.
Should have been in the playoff.
Should have been.
We don't got to talk about it, though.
Nah, if that onside kick would have led to a touchdown, I would have differing opinions right now. But as it stands right now, we're cool. We ain't buddy-buddy, but we cool. I just don't want him. Let the offense, oh my God. Our offensive coordinator suspended for 2 games.
For what?
He apparently drove a prospective player to see an NIL CEO. And that NIL is now suspended from activities from Florida State for 2 years.
That's probably a big donor, too. That probably hurts the collective.
Nah, we got 7 more. He ain't do nothing. And Battles End made sure Battles End put out a tweet. Hey, that ain't us. We still in business. We still rocking and rolling.
How much are you guys as players making out of NIL? You guys got a lot of players making a lot of money?
I won't know the true numbers until after the spring game. But like last year, it wasn't even Travis that was making the most money. It was Verse that was making the most money.
Yeah, he's an FCS guy. Originally an FCS guy.
Verse is him. Like,
I think... He might be from the NEC. No, he's from the CAA. He came from the CAA.
Versus him. Like, y'all. Verse and, oh my God.
Fisker? What is it? Fisker?
Yes, Fisker.
Fisk.
He looked like a Raider. He looked just like a Raider. He looked like a Raider, too.
Don't look like Raiders.
First off, he looked like a Raider. Stop hating. He looked like a Raider. He fast. He hostile. He looked like he'll cut somebody's car in half. That's the type of character guys we need for the Raiders.
Character? How can you use that and cut a car in half in the same sentence?
I don't know what he be talking about.
You know what history.
Character and Raiders don't really go together. You guys have some questionable characters in the last couple of years.
That's what I be trying to figure out.
since the beginning, not the last couple years. Since the beginning, they had questionable characters.
Damon Arnett waving ARs around in the sky. You got...
We ain't had nobody touching no Uber drivers. I know that.
Who did that?
My yeah, little... Who did that?
Who did that?
Oh, you don't know. You don't know what famous Jameis was touching on Uber drivers. You remember that?
He ain't in Tampa.
He was in Tampa at the time.
He ain't in Tampa now. 70% off. 70.
Everything must go.
Get your ass up out of here.
Oh, God.
You ain't got to go home. But you got to get the hell up out of here. And you know what's crazy? He could have played backup, took a salary cut. He went to New Orleans and played backup. He wasn't going to start. He could have stayed and played backup in a system that he already knew. But he was too much in his feelings that he decided, I'm going to go ahead and sign with New Orleans to play backup. There, at no point was he going to start over Drew Brees.
He went to New Orleans because he felt like he would be the heir apparent to Drew Brees. Mm. And again, it just needs to be said. It's only one Drew Brees. I don't care how many times these draft experts keep trying to put Spencer Rattler in Las Vegas. He's not a Raider. He does not belong. He going to need a high chair. He don't need to be in
tight end plays.
He needs to be with the Bucs. That's a Bucs QB if I ever seen one.
What?
You don't think Spencer Rattler could be good?
No.
What
the hell? Spencer Rattler is the only quarterback that I watched from his QB1 series to when he was in college.
First of all, why the hell you giving us that motherfucker? We don't want him. We already got a shorty.
We don't know what team Sam got, but the Texans are set at quarterback. We do need a quarterback, and that quarterback name is Joe Milton. That's the quarterback we need.
You going to take Joe Milton over Spencer Rattler?
Every day, all day, and even on Sunday. Fourth Sunday at that.
This guy.
I don't know about that one, Troy.
Yeah, I told him, if you were general manager, you would not have a job here, though.
So, wait a minute. So, I'm the only one that saw the combine. Am I the only one that saw the combine?
He can throw far.
Throw far, short, intermediate. He can throw the route tree.
Spencer Rattler can do all that, too.
Spencer Rattler can't see over the line. The reason he was in South Carolina is because he lost his job.
Why didn't Joe Milton win at Tennessee? Why did he lose his job in Michigan?
He's in Alabama. What else can he do?
Why did he lose his job in Michigan?
I don't know. I don't know. Because if y'all tell me that dude that Harbaugh keeps saying is the greatest college quarterback, if you're trying to tell me that
he got
to
do that,
is not better than that dude, I'm sorry.
Harbaugh got to do that.
I'm sorry. If you want to talk about some GMs getting fired, draft J.J. McCarthy. I double dog dare you in the first round. You know what? I will work
he's
on your
going in the first round, too. He going what? In the first round?
Yeah, he going in the first round.
Yeah.
And the GM getting fired the next month.
He probably going to go to whoever picking fourth. I forget. The
Vikings? Is it the Vikings?
They pick five, I think.
I don't know.
But yeah.
I know where he ain't going.
Then we're about to see a Tiger reunion in Minnesota, if you ask me.
You got Chicago, Washington, New England, Arizona's at four. Chargers are at five.
They're going for the receiver.
Where are the Vikings? Arizona, where are the Vikings picking up?
I think they're at 11. I think they traded.
No, they're trying to trade up.
Yeah, they're at 11 right now, but I heard, they're trying to get into the top like five or something like that.
Yeah, they're trying to trade up to five.
The Chargers are at five, but they don't really need a top. They don't really need nothing, do they?
They need everything. They need receivers. They need running backs.
Yeah, they need a lot, actually.
But they're not going to get it in the first round.
Y'all know what? I got a conspiracy.
Malik Nabers was looking at houses in L.A.
That's dumb. Why would you want to buy a house in L.A. and be homesteaded there and have to pay state taxes when you already... I'm
sure he's probably anticipating getting picked by the Chargers.
Yeah. I think he just was looking.
I would not wish that on nobody. Take it from me, the Chargers are going to charge. I don't care who the coach is. And I'm a Raiders fan. I was the one that told y'all we was the second best team in the division. And guess what we was? The second best team in division.
The Chargers division was ass.
Yeah.
Coming from the NFC South.
We won out of the group.
You did.
Y'all division was ass, and y'all couldn't even win y'all division.
Yeah, division was ass. Yeah, you're right. Hey, TP.
Yes, sir.
Marlo has $100 million quarterback.
They do.
That ain't better than Kirk Cousins.
And we still gonna win the division.
Who's the Buccaneers quarterback?
Baker Mayfield.
Y'all paid him $100 million?
Allegedly.
Has that been official? Is that like official? He actually got paid?
Yeah, he got paid.
3 years.
I want Baker to leave the building. Baker Mayfield. Oh my God.
Dang, 115? Sheesh.
He's only bringing this up because he knows my feelings about the whole scenario and the situation.
TP, remember when he wanted Kyle Trask? He wanted a Gator, but his quarterback.
He still
want Kyle Trask. That ain't nothing changed.
Still do. Even after they paid him.
Oh, God.
But we know realistically. He ain't seeing the field unless Baker get hurt or lays goose eggs to start the season. That's the only way he sees the field. Baker was laying goose
eggs when we was in the stadium and they still left him in the game. You know what? Y'all talk about Jameis. I ain't never seen Jameis throw a wide open lob. At least Jameis got some velocity on his interceptions.
Wait a minute. I have. Don't do that. Shit. As half the teams they played. That last year. They saw it.
He has lost all control, and it's so my fault. I am a terrible host, y'all. I apologize.
Oh, shit. That motherfucker couldn't see. And then the next year, you go get LASIK. Why not go get LASIK before?
Maybe the interceptions was what made him realize, dang, my eyes are messed up. I need to go get this.
Your ass been blind for it. He go to the huddle and he's squinting at the receivers. If I was a coach, I was like, wait a minute, is he squinting? Time out. You can't see. Look back at the tape, y'all, of Jameis Winston when he played for Tampa his last year. He would look at the receivers and squint before the ball would snap. Like the jerseys alone should have gave it away, but you can't see them. They too far. They down the line of scrimmage. That's too far for you to see. Yeah. Yep. What'd you say, Troy, about that Nerf bus? His ass need to get ran over. And backed up. He need a Nerf bus with tank treads on the tires. He need that.
What? Oh, God. All right. On to more serious news. So, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry has threatened to, or he has asked the schools for any players that do not stand for the national anthem, who are not even in the building for the national anthem, to have their scholarships pulled.
Absolutely not.
Now,
there's no more First Amendment in America. That's all that statement says. You know how many lawsuits there will be if that would even were to try that.
That's, how do you feel about people not you know, being out there TP, being a veteran? How do you feel about people not being standing for the national anthem, or people not, like LSU, not even being out there for the national anthem? What are your thoughts on that?
Like, we got to think about what was the cause of it. We didn't create police brutality. Why did Colin Kaepernick originally take a knee? He took it as a way of showing his support for those who couldn't speak for themselves. Because we can say that, oh, yeah, it's disrespectful to the flag or whatever. But no, it really ain't. Because he asked the veteran, what should I do? You know.
People love to gloss over that, though. They love to gloss over that part.
He would rather him not, you know, hold the fist up, right? Because that was an option. I don't have any problem with it. I never did. I don't know any veteran. I didn't know anybody while I was still in active duty that didn't have a problem with it. And the ones that did have a problem with it, oh, I got to take a second. Look at you, my guy. Because why are you mad? What are you mad? Yeah. You feel like it's disrespectful? He didn't step on the flag. He didn't say, fuck America. He didn't do any of those things. So the people that really had the most problem with it are the people that we're talking to. A hit dog holler every time. Oh, we done struck a nerve because now we got to actually pay attention to it. Another thing, football is supposed to be my pastime. I work all week. I'm supposed to be able to watch sports and not have to deal with that. Well, look, I'm black and I deal with it every day, whether I'm watching football or not. That's the issue. We don't get to take a day off and take a break from it. I wear this blackness everywhere I go, everywhere I attend, everywhere I show up at. I'm going to be this black man in America. So for them standing up for what they believe in, I see no problem with it. Because the reasoning behind it, I'm supposed to defend this country, right? I signed up to defend this country. But the country don't love us. Make that make sense. Tell that to my brothers who served in Vietnam and came back and was homeless and shit on.
Man. I hear vets talk about that all the time.
We're talking about hundreds of years of oppression in this country. And we still fighting battles. The whole prison system was built as modern day slavery. When they no longer had slaves to tend the fields in the South, they went to privatized prisons.
Biggest business in America.
Which is the only way you can enslave a person in the United States of America.
People love to gloss over that. People love to gloss over the fact that you hear veterans all the time talk about, we got homeless veterans dealing with mental illness, suicide rate is through the roof, but people are mad that, you know, I've seen vets say that they won't stand for the national anthem. Mm-hmm. And people are mad at, you know, the players for wanting to take a stand. It doesn't make any sense.
We live in a country of selective outrage.
That's true.
You muted, Troy.
Here's something that I found that showed up today. And it, for fans, if the show seems kind of disjointed than it normally is, it's because all hell broke loose the last 8 hours. And here's one of the stories that just almost broke me, but I have become numb to it. There was a police stop in Tallahassee. The driver apparently had a suspended driver's license. That suspended driver's license allowed the police officer to search his car. During the search of his car, body cam footage from two separate body cams shows a police officer opening a bottle of alcohol.
Sealed bottle.
Sealed. You can hear it crack. Pouring out some liquor and then planting it in the car of Calvin Ridley Sr. Now, is it Calvin Ridley's dad? I don't know for sure. That's how all this popped off, and it's literally moving a million miles an hour. However, apparently this happened last year, and the Tallahassee Police Department had the audacity to pull out a statement saying that they are aware of a viral video going on with the police officer allegedly planting evidence.
Did you see the police officer's deposition?
I have not seen that. I have not seen
it. She said, every question she answered, I don't know. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. Is it true that this happened? I don't remember. It's, oh my gosh. It's like 2 minutes of her. They counted the I don't remembers, and she said, I don't remember, like 17 times during the deposition.
It is.
But we got you in 4K pouring that bottle out. But you don't know anything. You don't remember anything.
And then your police department issues a statement saying there was no wrongdoing found. I stated it on Twitter, and I can say it with my chest. The mayor of Tallahassee, you are seeing this in real time. There is no way in good conscience you can have a police chief that is allowing officers, and I know it ain't all him. I know there's a police union that has way too much power, but that's beside the point. You cannot allow this man to continue, man or woman, continue to be the police chief of your town and still go forward like this. There's no way. He has to lose his job.
Who's the ones looking for the wrongdoing?
What's that?
Who are the ones looking for the wrongdoing? Is it the police officers investigating the police? Because that right there is why they didn't find any wrongdoing.
It's supposed to be FDLE. That's supposed to take in charge of this.
Y'all want to know why it ain't nothing going to come out of it? For the same reason we don't see Bruce Wayne and Batman in the room at the same time.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's why.
100%.
You cannot investigate yourself. There's an immediate conflict of interest.
I think this is going to get a lot worse before it gets better. Because the big thing is that there are, like, before he blew super up, one of the biggest attorneys that goes after these things is a FAMU.
No. Mr. Crump is a no.
Where does he claim, though?
That man is a no. He is an Omega at Florida State. That man is a no.
Where does he claim?
He isn't a, and I love FAMU too. You see me tweet way more about FAMU than you do Florida State. And you know my reasonings behind that. And he probably has the same reasonings why he doesn't throw out Florida State with his chest.
Because he don't. What does he claim?
I know what he claims. I think he might even went to grad school. I think he might have went part of grad school at FAMU. So I know what he claims. He is me and I am him. I understand his dilemma. But what I can tell you right now is Florida State still got their diversity, equity, and inclusion office.
Don't even get started on that.
In the capital of Florida, down the street from the governor's mansion.
And so I'm real quick on Florida State education policies and politics. So before the state senate decided that every state senate president gonna be the president of Florida State without educational background in doing so, Florida State was a very free-thinking place, but it was always diverse areas of thought. So diversity, equity, and inclusion was a no-brainer. No-brainer. We have a Black Histories department. We have a Black Psychology department. There's a lot of African-American-oriented programs at Florida State.
Black Student Union.
Yes, don't... That they put the police department in front of. Wow. So anyway, so the history is very interesting, and Florida State has been intertwined in different areas. However, Florida State also has a very conservative wing when it comes to board members, when it comes to some of the higher education people. They're very conservative. So when you bring in Florida State Senate presidents as your president of universities, it always gets sticky because they're now not just got a cushy job. They got to make a whole bunch of people happy who don't agree with their policies. And these people who don't agree with their policies bring in a whole bunch of money to the university.
100%.
So closing that office is not in the best interest of the university. And I ain't even talking about athletes. I ain't telling you something I think. I'm telling you something I know. They close that office, you're going to see an influx in money go to FAMU.
We already have more national merit scholars than Florida State.
Yeah, you've always had that. The only reason Florida State has the high magnetic laboratory is because Florida State is a predominantly white institution. Point blank, period. That's the only reason. Because the money's there. The money's available. We're not even going to talk about the fact that Florida State got money from the developmental board of the county when they were losing. The head coach that Marlo talked about me marching 100 down his street so he'll get no sleep. Yeah, he had two straight losing seasons. And Florida State got $5 million. FAMU asked for one and couldn't get one. But I don't want to get off on a tangent. Just Mayor Tallahassee, you got work to do. And we watch. That's the key. We watch. Hey, here's something funny, TP. You know, in the state of Florida, if you get convicted of trafficking marijuana, you can't vote. But the state sells medical marijuana. And on a ballot this year, people have pushed recreation marijuana onto the ballot, but not reinstating the voting rights of the people who trafficked in the marijuana. And they can't participate in the new industry that essentially they founded. So if you ever wonder why I'm anti-recreation marijuana, it's that.
So what you're saying is, if you've been convicted of either possession / trafficking, once there are licenses available to pretty much everybody to sell it recreationally, they aren't able to do so.
Exactly.
I just wanted to clarify in case anybody was confused. So there's no, what's the word I'm looking for? It ain't double jeopardy. There's no way to get those rights reinstalled.
To be exonerated?
Yeah. So we have clemency. And there's a process to clemency.
See, I don't like clemency, though, even if you're released from it. See, the thing that people don't understand about being granted clemency is you're admitting guilt. It's an admission of guilt. It isn't a full exoneration.
Well, so here we have clemency, and clemency provides you a path back to your voting rights. But there's a catch. So in Florida, we voted to
allow convicted felons to get their voting rights back. The state Senate then went behind that new law and said, hey, you can't get your voting rights back until you pay off your restitution or any fees that you may owe. And in this state, for the smallest convictions, you are always paying court fees, fines, and costs. And that is the bar. And the Bronze organization, a few other organizations, have helped pay for people to get their rights back. But what they can do with what is needed is a drop in the bucket. Mm-hmm. And the court, I don't know this to be a fact, but according to different surveys, most of the people who are impacted by this law are white people, poor white people. But, you know, let them tell it. It's something for us, but it's not. And I know we've been off sports for a little while. We'll get back on sports. Marlo, you'll be happy to know the Lightning are winning 5-3.
I told you, don't worry about us. We good.
It's the Canadians, dog. It's the Canadians. Relax.
You relax. I told you, we good. All we need to do is get to the playoffs and we bring home the ship. We're good.
From your lips to God's ears.
Hey, y'all.
What you finna do?
It's zero alcohol.
This time.
Last time Marlo drank on stream, we looked over. He was knocked out.
I had to call his wife.
Well, y'all bringing up old stuff. Hey, man. Sometimes you just need the taste of a good cold beer.
Yeah, be like that sometimes.
It's zero alcohol, though. Which it actually tastes just like Heineken. They did good on that one.
And did okay, that meets your approval?
Yeah.
What was the first one you drank? Was that alcohol?
Corona. It was alcohol free too.
Oh damn. Okay.
Marlo. Look at Marlo being a better person. I'm gonna be a better person too, but I'm gonna get to that later. So I guess we can talk about Jackson State's illustrious head coach, Tamika Reed. She is now a free agent, and she is out there looking for a new job. You know, Jackson State fans feel like she's looking for love in all the wrong places. But we're going to see. I mean, whatever happens, she's earned whatever her next move is. Point blank period.
Can I tell you, sometimes a university just need to get out of its own way. They do. Like, you can't create a winning culture if you don't have coaches that win. So I hate that it happened to HBCUs like that. Like, it's, there are PWIs that have coaches with players with assault charges and all of the, like, the list goes on and on. And it, a blind eye is turned. This coach, what'd she do?
No, her contract ran out.
But that's what I'm saying. She's a good coach. And you let her go? Dumbass.
So, I would be remiss and I would be derelict in my journal troll duties if I didn't dive deeper into your thought process, Marlo. So, you're saying you feel bad for Jackson State?
Mm-mm. I feel bad for HBCUs.
Okay. When, all right. I was just clarifying. Just
when we have, you have a person at the helm who has proven themselves to be a leader of athletes, student athletes on a high level, and can get them to play with anybody, and you just let that go? That's just dumb. That's dumb. Like that, like they didn't even try.
Do you think that there was something that we don't know that caused this departure?
It probably was. Like, if they didn't negotiate a contract with me and I'm winning all these games during the season, I don't want to talk to you after the season over with. Mm-hmm. My resume out there. Now I feel slighted. So,
I look at it like, if you build a resume that's worthy of being paid, whether it's by the university that you're at, you should get them dollars.
And
if she built this resume, hey, maybe there are greener pastures. Maybe there was conflicts within the athletic department and the athletic leadership and her that, you know, there's a rift there. And even if she's great with the students and a great coach, if the chemistry isn't right within the front office and the coaching staff, there's always going to be problems. And eventually they're going to look at that AD. Like, why you losing all these good coaches? And then they're going to come for your job.
So.
Because it's always going to come home to roost. It always does.
So the one thing I know about the AD at Jackson State, they don't tolerate losing for long, which is why you see turnover in their other programs that don't win. If FAMU can raise $100,000 in 24 hours, Jackson State can do the same. They can pay this lady. Mm-hmm. If the will is there, they can get her paid. If that's what it is. But moving on. So UFL had a lovely opening weekend. The first night was, I think, 1.8. Let me look at the numbers. Was it one? The Birmingham game was 1.18 viewers. And the St. Louis and Michigan game was 1.35. Great so game. It was, I don't like the fact that they shrank the teams because it took away more jobs. Did that add for a greater level of talent? I don't know, because Destroying, and for those who don't know, Destroying was one of the first kids to lose his scholarship behind social
basically
media.
Basically NIL.
And I want to say it was the idiot coach that lost the Notre Dame job in 24 hours that gave him an option to either quit doing YouTube. He wasn't doing anything football related, by the way.
No, that was...
That's Destroying. And you said...
I know, O'Leary.
He's the coach.
Yeah, George O'Leary.
Yeah, idiot coach. I said it. He don't like it. He can see me.
No, he is an idiot because my nephew played there.
So they gave him an option to quit, and the amount of money he was making, he was, remember this, there was no NIL at the time. The amount of money he was making, no, I'm not going to do that. He is now a kicker in the UFL.
So, and he's got 5 million subscribers on his YouTube. So tell me which decision was the right decision.
Yes.
And he's still playing pro ball now.
Talk about it.
So,
and it's funny because he's actually a lot more athletic than just a kicker.
Yeah.
Like I've enjoyed watching a lot of his videos before I even knew, you know, anything else about him. I just see him come across the, you know, across my timeline on Facebook, and it's like, oh man, this dude good, and he's funny. So you know, it's entertaining.
Yeah, absolutely. So the UFL was, it was a hit. You got your center scoring touchdowns. Like, I'm still trying to figure out the rules behind that, but hey,
he wasn't the center.
He wasn't the center.
He wasn't the center.
They had a long snapper on the field.
On the end.
Okay. All right. So the highlights came by. I'm like, wait, hold on. How does big dude, what the? And they keep running it back. I'm like,
hey, shout out to my Houston Roughnecks, though. I got another team to root for.
Who they play? They lost, right?
Yeah, they lost.
Who did they? They play the? No, they didn't play the Brahmas. Who they play? Memphis.
They didn't play Memphis. They played quick.
They so defeated.
Oh, shit. But again, I was skeptical because, you know, every time they tried to bring back the XFL, it didn't. It never went. It never went well. So, and then for me, spring football, you know, here in the Bay Area, we had the Tampa Bay Bandits, Burt Reynolds, Steve Spurrier. We had all of that. And we also had the biggest con in the history of the world. They had a giveaway, basically like a raffle. And if you won, you got $1 million. It was a 25-year annuity that started 25 years after the fact. The team was defunct within 8 years, if I'm not mistaken.
So the annuity meant nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Oh. So, hey, man, you play around in Tampa, Tampa things happen. You know, but again,
wow,
it's good to see some spring football stuff pop off. Marlo, you would be interested to know that in our hometown, well, my hometown, our home area, there are people canoeing and fishing in Lake McGord.
They don't know what we know. That's what you call gentrification and fuck around and find out, meet each other.
What, are there bodies in there or something?
No.
Lake McGord is an alligator-infested lake in our hometown.
Mm.
And if you're new to the area and you don't know the history, that's when I talk to people and I talk about the history of the area, because it's clear they don't know. And so we try and give them history of the area. But, yeah, putting your paddle... If you're on a regular boat, it's cool because the propellers keep the gators away. But you paddling, like a duck might knock you over, much less, man, y'all stay safe.
No, this, it gets deeper than that, because Lake McGord has channels that goes out into the bay, which is saltwater. So there are bull sharks in the lake also that come in and out of the channels. So it's not a smart thing. Like, it's not in no damn kayak. Nah. I'm good. I done seen stuff. I done seen 6-foot bull sharks in there.
Get out of your canoe and see if you don't make better life decisions.
Oh, yeah.
If you have a chance to make better life decisions.
Hell, not too long ago, somebody got their arm bit off from down there by a gator. So, yeah, keep it up. Keep it up.
I done seen too many movies. I'm not going nowhere near lakes.
Sam don't know that life. See,
I'm not swimming in the ocean, in the open ocean.
I'm from Oklahoma, and I went to school in Montana, so you know.
he ain't got to worry about it. I do want to know. There's a video where this dude came outside and there was a moose on top of his car. Like, can somebody release the rest of the video? You just cussing out the moose. Did the moose get down? Did like the moose get mad? Did he run up
a moose on top of the car?
On top of the car.
Yeah.
He was mad that the Moose was, he was like, can you go on somebody else's car? Why you on my car? Well, my guy, I don't know the rules. Is it illegal to like shoot a moose? Because if I come outside my house.
In a residential area, yes.
Wait, it's a story here.
Troy just asked, is it illegal to shoot the moose? Let me ask you a question. Is it okay to discharge a firearm in a residential area?
No, but it's a
then you answered your own question. If you're not in a hunting area, you should not be firing weapons unless your life is in immediate danger.
And in a hunting area with the correct moose tag, which are very hard to get.
Well,
I thought that would have been common sense.
No, So we're not.
Troy just want to be out here shooting mooses.
Listen, the meese go stay off my car.
The meese.
Yeah, what is it? Meese? Moose?
Is it meese or meeses?
I think it might just be moose. Like
it's just moose.
One moose.
It's just moose. I'm joking.
Or five moose.
This is from the whole crew is stupid. That's what that's from. Go check him out on YouTube. Big Jaw, he's hilarious. But my thing is, if the moose is on my car, it's moose steaks for everybody.
I'm not eating at your house.
Please show up. I'm going to be on the grill.
I'm sure them moose steaks are good. I bet they're very good.
Look, I'm going to show up. What you burning up over there, huh? Oh, I got that moose out here. Yeah, I'm good, man. Where that potato salad and mac and cheese at, man? I'm going to stick to the... What you burning up over there, huh?
It is going to be... Listen, moose. It's going to be perfectly medium rare. It's going to be perfect. Oh,
yeah, you're going to need a couple people to pack that out.
Yeah.
You're going to need about two or three people to pack that out, pack a moose out.
Bruh, they are huge.
I know they're huge. That's why I'm like, if you see the video, when the dude come out, I'm like, why are you talking to the moose? Just shoot him. Like, what are we talking for? Because if the moose get down, then what?
People wouldn't know where that shot came from.
I'm not rapping with him.
Ain't got nothing to talk about, fam.
I think South Central with the potato. Shit.
All right.
Potato on the barrel. Keep quiet.
Real quick, for everybody that's been following me on social media, following the podcast on social media, Johnny Black paid out the last of his Division I HBCU basketball postseason bets. So everybody squared away. I think we will do something different for Langston. But as of right now, the D1 HBCUs have been paid out. For Alabama A&M and Norfolk State, I wanted to do a nice post for you guys, but every time I try to do a nice post, Twitter decided that it didn't need to show up. So finally, it let me put like three words, and I was like, I've been trying to do this for an hour or something like that. And it allowed it to post. So everybody squared away. I am working on I'm working on an email for, again, I've talked about it before, I'm going to talk about it again, for the commissioner of the HBCU Athletic Conference. I am working on that. I just want it to be nice and perfect. So when I present it, it's an automatic yes. So that's what I'm doing. There is a few things that everybody should be aware of. It is now spring football. And the trash talk has begun. We are going to have a way too early college football prediction show. I'm going to have Sam back because it's some teams in his neck of the woods that we don't know about that we want to know about. Also, everybody's got all this talk, all this smack talk going. Y'all don't even know who y'all QB1 is. Let's chill out on the smack talk right now.
Who are you talking about? What team are you talking about?
All of them. All right. Jackson State talking about they're going to win the SWAC. That school in Daytona, for some odd reason, invited me to their Make-A-Wish group chat. Y'all didn't have to include me in that.
They make a wish, all right. They wish they was at a better institution of higher learning. Because that place sucks. They facilities suck. I think if you go over there and you don't get confused with the projects and student housing, you probably are at Flagler or a different university. Because you definitely going to get confused with the two. I ain't going to say the name. At that school.
BC?
Yeah.
Quick antidote.
That school in Daytona.
That school in Daytona. And I ain't talking about the high school. Or the what's that name? I'm counting it in. Volusia County Community. I ain't talking about that one.
Oh, I guess we got that narrowed down now. Even
did I tell you? Fuck them. I ain't even say that part. Fuck them.
I think you did.
No.
Alabama A&M talking. Alabama State talking since they got the transfer from Texas Southern with what is his name? Hood? Is it Hood? The quarterback from Texas Southern? I think his name is Rodney. Is it Rodney Hood? I can't remember his name right now. I know his mama is real active on social media. So they're talking.
His receiver team is fam.
Yeah.
He ain't follow his quarterback, so he can't be that damn good.
Howard is talking about they want a rematch. In the midst of all that, Morgan State and Howard are going back. Morgan State and Howard are in a clash on Twitter. If you're not following early, I call the Big Sis Ro, Miak Mike, and Banks, they are in a straight battle royal for world supremacy on Twitter. They talking about facilities. They talking about all kind of crazy stuff. So it's been fun to watch, but way too early. Them Gator people. Why y'all talking? Y'all broke. Y'all NIL company is broke. Y'all got signs on 275. Stop talking.
And one of their players got in a bad deal or something, didn't he? One of their D linemen from last year, Cox?
Yeah, so apparently their NIL was a payday loan. So when he went to the pros, money came due. Yeah. That's what happens when you go with them boot skins. I'm just telling you. The boot skins, they broke. The reason, the only reason them Ibis people ain't sued the ACC, they got to find somebody else to get them some Ponzi scheme money, and then they'll get them some attorneys. But everybody's talking. LSU fans are talking. Why? Stop it. Y'all know y'all quarterback going right. You do know you LSU. You LSU. You ain't even Vanderbilt. You LSU. At least Vanderbilt ain't trying to act like they gonna ever win. Y'all ain't gonna beat this Alabama. Like, get some morals about yourself. Be like Texas A&M fans. They just quiet. But again, not that I took a shot at half of the football teams in America.
Everybody.
I ain't taking a shot at everybody. Just people I don't like.
But you don't like nobody.
So that's everybody.
I do like Florida State.
Wait, what? What you saying?
You halfway like Florida State.
Really?
You just said, and I quote, yeah, I want the 100 to march down the street because
I gave him a pass. I said he won. I said he won 12 games. Sam, correct me. He won 13 games. He got a pass.
That don't mean you don't want the 100 to march down the street. We have several podcasts of you saying that.
And he won. So, like one dude said, bullying works.
Damn. Damn. You gonna bully your alma mater. That's just bad.
If that's the part,
I just want to say this for the fans that me, Marlo, and Sam do not condone bullying.
We do
Troy
not.
Troy is alone in that.
And we do not think bullying works.
We do not condone it, nor do we agree with it.
If that is the part I need to play for my team to win, I will happily do my part.
He's going to say that's okay. Damn.
Troy's statements do not reflect the opinions of Fat Mouth Sports and the Gathering of Old Men podcast.
At all. Damn.
Oh man.
We gotta have disclaimers when you start saying stuff like that.
Oh,
this fool said, yeah, that's gonna get them to win, then it's okay.
Wow. So I want everybody to know these are just jokes. Cause the last time we had a bullying incident, we got pulled off of YouTube because apparently at the time a 215-pound man can bully an entire Buccaneer defensive tackle.
Again, who you like? Just try. You halfway don't like the Raiders, and that's your team.
I love the Raiders. We got a coach. We got that whole New England stank off us. They didn't approve Tom Brady being owner. We good. All we got to do is make the right draft pick in the second round, and we straight.
And when they don't, what's going to happen?
You dumb motherfucker.
You make it seem like I'm this angry person when it comes to my team.
You are.
Yes. You're all of that.
What? Wait. I just want everybody to know birds of a feather. Them two dudes at the bottom of your screen, birds of a feather. Just so you know.
I am 100%. Down for my hitters. I am not going to waver in my support for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, nor am I going to waver in my support for Florida A&M.
I will make sure.
I don't care who at the helm.
Video will be college football love and hate 1 and 2. Please go look at those videos. Troy is not alone in his
vitriol.
Yeah.
What do I say bad about my school?
All I know is one dude was looking for the leave meeting button. That's what I know.
That was not it. Not it.
See, he knows what I'm talking about.
I don't know nothing.
Where the leave meeting button at? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we had too much fun tonight. We had too much fun tonight. Again, a lot of stuff went on today. We are still waiting for the legal experts to give their synopsis. And in case you don't know, every time a legal expert puts their synopsis on Twitter, I invite them to the show. Two people they're like paid consultants for other shows. So they ain't never coming on, but I'm still going to shoot them email or DMs. Come to the show. I did reach out to Dallas, who went to Florida State around the same time I was there. He is an attorney in Atlanta, and once we actually have a document that he can look at and he can give like a valid opinion on, I'm going to have him come on the show, but that hasn't happened yet. So we are working on those things. I want everybody to please go to Sam Akeem's YouTube page, like and subscribe. Let's get him up to 500 ASAP. ASAP. He does good work. He does video breakdown. We will be providing, closer we get to the draft, some time for him to break down what he thinks about receivers, what he thinks about quarterbacks, especially, Milton. Anyway,
already told you what he thought about him.
He's gonna be a great quarterback. Don't worry about it. He's gonna be good. He definitely gonna be better than Baker Mayfield. But we'll get that popping.
He ain't got no Heisman.
That's the bar.
Is this thing on?
We finna stop the whole exit process.
How many playoff wins have he got?
Ty Detmer got a Heisman? Don't Vinny Testaverde got a Heisman?
Man, you talking about back when they had leather straps.
I was just asking questions because you a Bucks fan, so I had to put it into an arena that you can understand. The great Vinny Testaverde that followed Doug Williams.
What? He was a great college quarterback.
Mediocre at best.
Vinny Testaverde?
Yeah, mediocre at best.
Oh my God, you go with that mediocre stuff again.
I don't care. I'm an average person. At best, he was mediocre.
Oh my God, that's why. Okay, now it comes out. Because when Vinny Testaverde came out of the draft, he had the strongest arm, most accurate arm. Oh, like, how is that mediocre?
Let Troy tell it.
I want to just point out a few things. If he was so great, why he was fighting for his life against Steve the Bird and Steve Young? We ain't going to act like y'all didn't have.
He was a college quarterback coming into the pros. Did you see that quarterback room, though, when he did get to the books?
Yeah, I just named it. Steve DeBerg, Vinny Testaverde. I mean, Steve DeBerg, Steve Young. Iron. And the only two people that left that room to go on to other teams, those were the only ones sharp. Vinny stayed dull. I'm not sure what happened with him.
So we just going to ignore the career he had when he went to New York?
Yeah, didn't he go to Cleveland too? No, that was closeout. That was closeout. But was he in?
No, but he had his best. He had his best career.
You was about to be good people. Baker, TP, how you feel about Baker Mayfield?
He's a Sooner. Don't ask me no fool ass question like that. I don't like any Sooners. There's one Sooner I like, and it's because he's from Houston. That's Adrian Peterson. The Longhorns didn't recruit him for some reason. So that ain't his fault. He actually told the story about it. He wanted to go to UT. Grew up watching Ricky Williams and all that.
And I'm literally stopping the show just for Vinny Testaverde's stats.
Yep, there we go. You're going to be mad at yourself, too.
No, I'm not. He did. He did play for Cleveland. His best years was in Cleveland.
But why are we even talking about Vinny Testaverde?
I don't know how we got on here. Like I said, I get tricked into fights real easy. And Marlo like to throw, well, Marlo and TP like to throw a little lob.
I would ask questions. Like, Baker Mayfield is going to be definitely rated as a higher quarterback than any of the quarterbacks you named. I don't even know what the question. He's proven to be a starter in the NFL.
Is that your quarterback?
Yeah. We just paid him $115 million. He damn sure better be.
My bad. I didn't realize TP, you hear it now. That's his quarterback. Not Kyle Trask.
He is QB1.
That's what he said. He's okay. QB1.
He is QB1 for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And before we even got into this, I said, Tampa Bay will always be who I root for. So I'm going to root just as loud as I root for anybody else who is a starting quarterback for my team.
Unless Derek Carr completes three third down conversions in a row. Then you're just going to sit in your seat. I was there. Just saying.
The next time that happened, he might get kicked out the stadium because he's going to go right down to the sideline. And
bam. His seats are four rows away from four to six rows away from the field.
Oh, so he ain't got that far to walk.
He ain't got that far to go. By the time he gets back, security is going to be too late. He's going to be on the field.
They hear me. They hear me because they look up. Like, what the fuck are y'all doing? They look up. I need answers. Somebody going to have to show me some fight.
Uh-oh. Hey, guys, I got to get on a phone call.
All right, my bad. Thank you for coming, Sam.
I appreciate you guys.
Thank you for coming out.
Yes, sir. Sam, yeah. Thank you as always, my guy.
Yeah, I'll catch you guys next time. Appreciate you guys, okay, man.
Yes, sir.
We drawed this on a little long. Real quick, I did my donations this week, finished those off. We are live on every platform now when we go live on Thursdays. And also, you can find us. If you can't catch the live performance, If you can't catch the live show, you can always catch us on any of your streaming platforms, YouTube or any of your streaming platforms, Spotify, even Amazon Podcast. Now you can find us there as well. So you can find us everywhere. Take a listen, man. Like, give us 5 stars. Like and subscribe as always. This week was Ash's birthday. It is not lost on me that the opportunities that I had going to college may be limited for him. So I make sure that I pay attention to the way the political winds are blowing, because at some point he's going to want to go to college. And if I'm going to have issues with him getting into Florida State, if I'm going to have issues with him getting into, he ain't going to Florida. If I'm going to have issues with him getting into UCF or USF, I need to pay attention. I need to become involved. I need to become active. I need to say things. And sometimes you may not be comfortable saying how you feel about a certain issue, but you may bring a perspective that other people don't know or have not seen. And that perspective is important, because saying nothing is the same as condoning the behavior that you don't agree with. Use your voice for something. All voices have meaning. All voices have power. That's my time. TP?
You know, I talk to y'all a lot about the critical cultural theory and just staying informed. I'm always seeing things that my wife talking about, and I have to, I'll laugh at it, and then I have to get real with it and tell her, hey, that is a distraction. Be able to decipher between distractions, real news, and propaganda. There's always going to be something that you're going to see on the internet that you might think is fact because it looked like it comes from a factual source. Don't be so privy to information just because it seems valid. Do your research. The only way to actually stay informed is to do proper research. If you see something on the subject and you feel like it is going to impact you in any type of way, before you make any decision, make sure that you do the thorough research to determine whether or not what you're looking at is valid. You know, I say that all the time because we live in a world where media is king. And even watching the Netflix series on the Cold War, the Russians pushed so much propaganda in America to influence elections, to influence decisions made over here. And a lot of that comes from people taking what they see and implying it instead of actually investigating. So that's my word for y'all for the week. Stay informed and make sure the information that you are receiving is current and accurate.
Marlo?
Kind of to piggyback off of what TP just said, I have done a lot of research, and I have come to the conclusion that that's cool and Daytona fucking sucks. Fuck them. And I mean it. All right, I'm just joking. I'm not joking, but on the real, we have a lot of good old boy Jim Crow undertones going on in America right now. And at this point, it's just, it's so blatant and overt in your face that they're counting on you not to express your American given right to vote. I don't know what side of the aisle you fall on, but if you care about what's going on in your community, what's going on in the schools, what's going on in your country, the direction your country is going in, you need to get out and express your American given opportunity. So all I'm saying, I don't care who you vote for, participate in the process and vote. That's all I got to say about that.
Amen. For myself, TP, and Marlo, I want to thank everybody for coming out to the Gathering Old Men podcast. Again, thank you, Sam, for coming out. It was fun. Fun show. Ladies and gentlemen, we are out. Okay.
Good show.
Yeah. Why your eyes got big, man, when I said it?
Huh? I sometimes put out clips on Twitter just, and they're not ever going to hit YouTube, but I just put them out on Twitter just the start shit. Yeah, I'm going to use that one. That's going to be the start shit clip. Yeah, that's going to be the start shit. Yeah. But I'll get these clips out tomorrow, and we are now in season 10, because it's continuing season 9 just seemed insane. Before we know it, we'd have had 20 episodes in season 9. So I was like, we just go ahead in season 10 and call it a day. But I think that's everything. Oh, on the 8th, I think that's a Tuesday. The Tuesday show. Is that with Tuesday? I need to move that to the 7th, not the 8th. We're going to have the HBCU track guy on, because he posts great content, but nobody ever have him on the show.
You said on the 8th?
It's the 7th, not the 8th. It's that Tuesday.
No, that should be the 9th. What's today? Today the 4th, Friday the 5th, Saturday 6th, 7th, Monday is the 8th, because that's okay. The solar eclipse day. So Tuesday the 9th.
What's going on with my
calendar? What calendar are you looking at, sir?
Goddamn calendar on my computer? What the hell?
Nah, that shit is from 2022.
Right. Hey, I was like, wait a minute. The solar eclipse is on Monday. So where you get the 8th from?
Yeah, it's the 9th. I put it as the 9th.
Okay. Ooh. I'm glad we cleared that up.
For real. That was going to be ugly. That was going to be real, real ugly. So this is what I'm thinking for the GOAT debate show. We present our cases, and then have 4 people ask us questions. Make it a question and answer show. It seems like that'll be something fun to do.
Just know, since I'll know ahead of time, I will be prepared. And if you ain't as prepared as I am, be prepared to lose the debate.
I am ready for this debate because TP keeps sliding this goddamn debate.
What I've learned is a failure to prepare is a prepare to fail.
I just be scrolling along. I'm like, no, he didn't just try to slip this in there real quick.
No, you tried to slip it in there with the whole Joe Montana thing. I didn't say anything. You was like, last time I checked, 100%. Okay.
I wasn't the one to start. I did not start that.
Yeah, you did. Now we ain't taking accountability.
I'm gonna look at it. If I did it, especially when I do edits, plus TP be slick, and now I'm catching in the show. But we've been doing, when I do an edit, I'll be like, this goddamn TP.
No, I just pay attention to what I'm listening to.
Mm-hmm.
See, people be think. Look, this is a funny thing about me. People be thinking I'm like space-headed at times because I look like I'm not paying attention. Oh, I but know. I hear everything and I miss nothing.
I know.
That shit's funny.
But all right, y'all. I will get these clips out. I will hit y'all up tomorrow with I'll probably do a first clip, get the first clip out on Saturday.
Okay.
All right. All right, y'all.
Tomorrow, Friday.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the day after Thursday. Yeah, like Friday.
Yeah, this week went fast.
You threw me off when you said Saturday. I'm like, what the fuck? Like tomorrow. But okay. I'm back.
All right.
All right, take it easy.
Crazy. All right.